Mike always called him Jerry.
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, I did. My wife had fun.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's right. Good of it.
We got the power play soft.
You did, you and your wife?
I had a lot of advice last night.
Oh, did you? From fans?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot more?
Yeah.
Larson, is that good?
Yeah, he hasn't been cleared yet, but he's got to see how he feels after this practice. But if he gets cleared, he'll be available to us.
Come out. Would you consider 7 again, or is that
something? Probably not tomorrow. Probably wouldn't. Just with our schedule, so I'd probably go 12 and 6.
Would you maybe use him in a back-to-back situation on Saturday?
Yeah. I'd probably look at Saturday more than Friday.
How you look at the two goalies?
Yeah, they'll each get a game for sure, but, well, not for sure. I'll most likely that Kari will play here tomorrow, and then we will kind of evaluate after the game what we're going to do. And Box is ready, and we know, he knows that, so we'll just let him know.
You've been emphasizing defense even more so now in the fact that you're in that 40-60 game range.
Yeah.
Talk about your defense and what exactly, how do you get a little better at it?
Well, that whole defense comes from a mindset and a work ethic. And our mindset has to be that we're protecting our blue lines and protecting the front of the net, and then our work ethic has to be at a high level. So those two things make you a good defensive club because your battle level's higher, your individual battle level's higher. So mentality and work ethic is the key.
How do you guys keep from pressing maybe too much, trying to do too much right now?
I just think it goes back to those first two things, that mentality and the work ethic. If you have a mentality that you're going to defend and be hard to play against, and you've got the work ethic, then you don't squeeze. You take what comes to you. And in some aspects, that's a little easier than pressing, right?
So, all right, let me get over here so we can see each other.
Yeah, that's
right. Talk about Tom Barndale and his job, though.
He's done a real good job, and I'd like to see him get some results for the work that he's put in. And now that he's getting 17, 18 minutes a night, and he did it when he was playing on the fourth line, 7 or 8 minutes a night. But it's a different animal now. He played the whole game against Datsuk, against Detroit, and he played pretty well. He's going to have different matchups, but I'm sure with some longevity, he can have success in that role. We believe he can, so he's going to get another 3 or 4 games here to prove it.
How about the power play? We've talked about it a lot, but you go to the net, good things happen, and you drill it and drill it and drill it, but sometimes it's just a matter of...
Yeah, we've done it. We've went to the net. I think sometimes that everyone gets so result-based, and it is a result-based business. However, results don't always just turn on a dime. Our power play has created chances. We've had guys at the net. We've hit posts. They just haven't went in. Now, we get a deflection, and it goes between the goalie's legs, and it goes in. Had we not got that, we would have went 0-for-3, when really we only had one real power play. The other one's got nullified, and then I think we'd be back talking about what we need to do in the power play. We've done it. We just got a goal that's gone in, and that tide will change. It'll change at some point. You look at Tampa Bay, we're playing tomorrow. Their power play is right around ours, 14%. And with the same personnel, Stamkos, Le Cavalier, St. Louis, Malone standing in front, they ran 20.5 and were 6th in the league last year. So what do you attribute that to? So it just happens. Sometimes confidence is a big thing on those power plays. You get one or two to go in. Certainly you need some basic structure to do it. But, power plays can be fickle, but they can get hot and cold.
Talk about losing the one there with a penalty. Is that something that has happened a lot this year, where you get called for a penalty when you
I think by far the most.
I've been surprised by it, too. And I don't know if it's a trend, if it's anything you can control, if it's aggression.
I would really like defending Big D to go see how many power plays have gotten nullified by us taking a penalty at the same point. And then maybe we could recalculate our average and go from there. Because I think we're at the top of the league of how many penalties we've taken on a power play.
Do you think some of them are warranted, or?
I can't think of all of them. Certainly some are warranted. Last night, Tom Lundell's hook on Pavel Datsuk. How many hooks did you guys see during that game? So, you know, it just happens. And I think when you're on the power play, you have to be more cognizant that the other team, that, you know, the referees have a better view, and if you've got your stick in there, they're more liable to call it.
Surrey and Robidoux just...
Yeah, maintenance days for both those guys today, and I'm sure they should be game players for tomorrow. So, the foot with Sheldon took a shot off his foot, and Roby with his foot as well. So he's got, we had it MRI'd, and he does have a hairline fracture in there that he's obviously going to play with, but you can see that there's some, it's not healed, and he's going to be able to play with it. So.
Do you like the lines from last game, and you think they'll probably stick with
it? Yeah, we'll stick with it, and we might make changes, because I don't think lines has a huge, especially now, guys have played with each other, so I don't know if you're going to get chemistry in game one or two, so we'll keep it going. I like our goals against, so we'll see where it goes.
Do you like chances too?
Yeah, we're out chancing teams. We didn't out chance St. Louis. When we went through the St. Louis game, the 5-on-5 chances were even. They got 7 on the power play to our 1 on our power play. So, and I thought the Louis Hickman family, in that St. Louis game, we gave them 4 chances in the third period. I guess I don't have a good camera view. But, that was the difference in that game, chance wise. Otherwise, 5-on-5, that would be pretty good.
Third period, they came pretty hard.
They did come hard, and that's the thing with taking that penalty, is they're coming hard, and then they take a penalty, and they get 4 scoring chances. And, teams come hard, but if you're not giving up a lot, maybe you're in your zone, but you're playing good defensive structure. Remember, we had a breakaway at the end of that power play, too, that could have changed the tide, but... they came hard in the third, but I didn't think it was anything we couldn't handle. But that power play put us on our heels.
I'll ask him.
Talk to the committee.
Yeah, I'll talk to the girls.